This webcast is made possible by the supportive listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. The Broadway musical Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is strangely constructed. We don't get into the factory until the second half, and the first half has a lot of fill for a show with a simple setup. Once we are inside Willy Wonka's factory, things pep up considerably. Roald Dahl's original story, as anyone who knows his work would expect, becomes dark and sinister. The musical adaptation sanitizes much of that, with very funny major mishaps that befall children who win cherished invitations to the magical chocolate factory. Wonka, played with a wink and a smirk by Christian Borle, is a hoot.
The candy man.
The music's great fun, and so are the little factory workers known as the Oompa Loompas, played by grown-ups walking on their knees. Jack O'Brien's inventive direction is a big part of the night's success, and so are performances by John Rubinstein and Jackie Hoffman. Plus, Mark Thompson's arrestingly weird chocolate factory sets are unexpected eye candy. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is at the Lunt Fontanne. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway minute.